Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, today's livestock futures were mixed on the live cattle, with August closing up 82 cents, 107.17. The October 77 higher at 110.35. December's up 45 at 113 even. But then February and April and June actually a little bit lower on the day. Feeder cattle were also lower, down 10 cents in August at 145.15. The September's down 45, 147.50. October, November, January, all down 70 to 90 cents. So the board mixed today. Feeder cattle a little bit weaker here. Maybe some factors. One is that corn has moved up. We'll talk about in a minute. But the price of feed may be going up. It's pressure in the cattle market just a touch. Packer margins are still positive, about $249 a head on the beef and somewhere around $55 a head for pork. So packer margins are still helping out that live cattle market. I feel like it's traded anywhere from 103 to 105 this week. It looks like the bulk of it is somewhere around 105. The midday box beef was $1.83 higher on choice at $210.92, select up $1.51 at $197.50. And then the slaughter today was 118,000, so it ticked up a little bit. Had been 117 or so thousand, so that's ticking back up just a touch.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Today's grain futures market is 10 to 11 cents higher on corn. So for the second day in a row, following a bearish USDA report, the corn market has rallied. There's considerable talk about what's going on in the damaged corn areas in Iowa and Illinois and Nebraska due to that storm. All over the board in terms of estimates, but we do know there is some substantial impact in terms of yield and production loss for corn and soybeans, more for corn. Has more damage than beans, but overall there's going to be some issues, and that's why I think these hedge funds, which have been short, are getting out of that short position. Even though that report was bearish and the yield was big and production was a record and all of that, there's still some uncertainty. It seems like every report we get, there's also an offsetting controversial stance or something that happens in between the day they take the data and the day that it released the report. But that's what we're seeing here is some short covering. December corn finished up about 11 and a quarter cents at 338 and a half. Beans were strong too, at 15 to 16 with November, 899. That went up to 902 and a half. And then the wheats were 4 to 6 cents higher as well. Cotton today also rallied up 79 at 62.99.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.